Do not take things for granted and reject the status quo. Existentialists say that we must give our existence a meaning. We are not to accept what we are told to become. Evolutionary biologists say that there was once a need to listen to the elders. It helped the tribe cohesion. Atheists say that we are not to mistake myth for reality, no matter how comfortable it makes us feel. Scientists teach us to question everything, reproduce previous results, to be skeptical and free of biases, and never put opinion over fact. Schools are actively trying to convince us that memorization is superior to looking something up. At work, we get less for more until we are replaced with a younger employee that costs them a fraction. And everywhere, we are bombarded with falsehoods, broken promises, half-truths, and things that are just too good to be true. All of this added together begs that we take control of our life. It is safer to think for ourselves than to have somebody else think for us. Let us stop following advice unless we know for certain that it is wise advice. When we are told to become a doctor or a lawyer, let us turn the table around and reply, "No, that's what you want, and that's what you should do." And let us begin building ourselves from ground up, with all the wisdom that we can find, from libraries to great little adventures. There are too many people that stand to get something out of you if you listen to them and do what they want. You have to do what you want, and the best way to figure out what that is by inheriting many lifetimes of knowledge from fascinating books. You are too complex to follow a single thing that someone tells you to follow. You need to stitch your body of wisdom out of hundreds of wise books and build your own way. Take good care of your mind and body, and be mindful of the fact that as you become wiser, your horizons will broaden, and what you once thought impossible will become easy. The wiser you become, the more open gateways will appear right in front of you. Think, by subtle analogy, to your childhood, how small your world was back then, and how big it is now. With more wisdom, your world will become even bigger. So please, don't worry that you may be stuck. You are not stuck. So as long as you read and learn from wise books, the wisdom you need is well on its way to enlighten you and your path.